Welcome to episode 6 of the Boomac Brawl.
His soul was completely broken by that horrible teacher.
He was brainwashed. Not that the character had like that much of a brain anyway, but I mean,
it's like a combination of Catholic school and Spats courses.
And I understand, Ryan, you did not see
episode 8.
Yeah, you did not see episode 8. You had no knowledge of this when you brought it into club.
I would have put it in anyway.
Yeah. I knew it.
Oh, yeah, I need to say I knew about it, so I knew it was coming. I was looking forward to it so much.
You know what else? There's a lack of friendships in issues like that.
I was so happy! Although it did, friendship!
Although
Death and destruction!
Did in episode 7.
I find
my favorite character in the entire series.
Oh, the ice chick?
Well, the ice chick is great.
I know! She's so fucking awesome!
Emo chicks are hot.
I find your lack of friendship speeches disturbing.
Yeah, no, I love lack of friendship speeches. I like angst. Suffering.
I just like
the suffering and people. Not friendships.
Friendship speeches are the counter to angst. You shouldn't like friendship speeches if you like angst.
I don't like friendship speeches. They're stupid.
We also watched the second live-action Death Note movie, and I have one thing to say about that. The box is a lie.
Wait, how is the box a lie?
The box is a lie.
Explain, Mark, how the box is a lie.
You should explain this.
The time on the box was, I believe, 119 minutes.
104. 104 minutes.
The actual time was 2 hours and 19 minutes.
Like 139 minutes?
About 139. Yeah.
I think we should do a 4chan pick of that.
You know,
109, and then show the timeline for it, 2 hours and 19 minutes, and it's like, the box is a lie.
Bootlegging a DVD is bad enough.
It's not bootlegging.
But when you lie about the time, the length, now you're just
being... That was important. There's a big difference.
Yeah,
you still lie.
But that's yeah, true. No, it was sad, because then we couldn't even finish it.
That's true.
I could finish it anyway to this stupid hall meeting.
I did love the cheesiness, though. It was funny. Those heart attacks were some of the worst acting I've ever seen.
They were.
Hey, compared to the enemy, they're actually pretty accurate.
Spoiler alert, Light has the longest heart attack I've ever seen.
And he
has.
Can talk. Everyone else automatically died.
Everyone else automatically
died. He's sitting there, and he has a monologue before he goes.
His resolve must have been in
Yeah. I also have something that I'm surprised we haven't talked about being, it is a big, huge, like, thing in our anime club, the significance of art galleries to Japanese culture.
Oh my god.
The significance of the art gallery.
Now, the art gallery in Japan is synonymous with the make-out point that American culture has.
Do we actually have any real make-out points anymore?
Yes, we do.
Oh, hell yes, in Orange
Culture.
Oh my god, I thought that everyone Christina decide, you know, it's like, screw it, let's make out anywhere. I figured, you know, everyone just make, just, you know, it's like, yeah, screw the rules. No one cares about, you know, decency. Well, let's just make out wherever the hell we feel like.
But the funny part was,
it's more romantic to make out, I think.
It started out as a joke that I had from the first Death Note live action movie, but then it was confirmed when the chick who has a crush on the main character, Inshana, gave him two tickets to the art gallery. You knew what she was planning on doing to him there.
Yeah.
Push it back into a dark corner and make you a man.
So yeah, art galleries are officially where Japanese teens go to make out. I have some interesting news about Stan Lee in the anime section. He's teaming up with the guy who drew Shaman King for an unnamed project. Now, anything that Stan Lee gets his hands on is going to be awesome. So I'm pretty excited about it. Any thoughts on it?
I don't know who this guy is.
What?
So it doesn't matter. The only thing I recognize is, oh, God, you're Shaman King. Shaman King! I recognize that. That's the only thing I recognize.
You
don't know Stan Lee?
I might. I don't remember.
Creator of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. The guy who was like, let's try to make Wimpy Boys heroes.
There is quite a bit of angst in the first part of that series.
Don't even say any unkind word about Stan Lee.
She wasn't criticizing Stan Lee, she was criticizing Spider-Man, which,
that's
admittedly, that might be just as bad.
Spider-Man is, I think,
pathetic.
Shut up.
You're an arachno terrorist now.
Arachno terrorist.
Is there such a thing?
Yes, haven't you ever been to Baghdad?
No!
I haven't seen such blasphemy since I watched the true demon ending to Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne.
Or see the MCA in front of Jesus.
I also have some news from South Carolina. A school, apparently at a public school in South Carolina, this kid got, they didn't say, interestingly enough, they didn't say expelled in the article, they said moved from school, so I'm not sure if he's expelled or not, maybe he is like...
It had just been a suspension, and...
I don't know, but, he, for having a death note, and writing his names in it in school...
I'll tell you why they wouldn't want to expel him, because they probably just want to teach him a lesson, because if he got expelled, his parents would probably take him to court.
Zero tolerance.
Yeah, it's called a hit list.
Yeah.
Before Death Note was popular.
Oh my god.
You gotta take that stuff seriously. In education, they teach us zero tolerance.
Yeah.
So remember,
what I learned in education was, do not be alone with small little kids. You'll probably be accused of raping them.
Okay, any high school otaku listening to this, keep your Death Note replicas at home, safe.
Were there any details as to what he actually wrote? Did he just write names?
He wrote names.
Just names?
Names in a book called The Death Note, and they made the connection with the anime.
How did they actually manage that?
A Google search would automatically.
Yeah.
Okay, so he just wrote names to, like, write details of their death?
I'm not sure. I don't think he wrote details.
Then that's really sketchy.
It's called a hit list. Yeah.
You would have just writing Death Note on your notebook actually means nothing. I mean, as I said, it would be sketchy. You would actually have to prove that he had seen the anime.
It's a hit list.
I write names of people in my notebook all the time. This means a hit list.
Yeah, but if you have the
this
actual...
This is a high school we're talking about.
I did that in high school all the time.
At the moment, if they sell Death Note replicas, then you made a hit list.
You know, like, if you bought a Death Note replica and started writing names in it,
I want my brother a Death Note replica.
I have one. I use it as an address book.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
Oh my god.
Okay, so any other anime news? It was pretty scarce.
Wow.
Oh, Helsing Ultimate 4 has been subbed.
Hooray!
That was amazing. The parts that I saw were amazing.
I want to divide my drive so you can give me.
Schrodinger, when he just got his head blown off. And also, the ending theme.
I don't understand that. That's a bit sketchy.
The ending theme?
Yeah.
I don't know, just like with Nocturne, I'm amazed that wasn't burned by religious people.
What was with the pink seal with the Nazi symbol on it? I don't get that.
I don't know, as long as people
don't, as long as it's not mainstream, people probably aren't going to make a big deal about it because they're not going to see it. But if, it just takes one crazy person to see it, and then it'll be burning Hellsing Ultimate.
Hellsing Ultimate is mainstream? What the hell are you talking about?
It's not Naruto.
That's true, but still.
Frank, nothing is Naruto.
And
that's a good thing.
I'm just saying a crazy parent might not, probably won't find it.
I don't think a parent has a right to complain if they let their kids watch that.
That's a good point.
I grew up on B movies and stuff, like Army of Darkness and stuff, and I turned out fine. I found it funny. But my dad was like, hey, watch this, it's Army of Darkness. Oh, don't say those words. That's probably why I like Skeleton so much. You know, it brings back good memories of my childhood.
Vampires
are good, too. I watched, Demon Knight, that Tales of the Crypt movie, Demon Knight, with the guy who had the key filled with Christ's blood, and
It sounds like a Broken Sword series game.
He has marks on his hands, and he's chased by this Demon Knight of Hell, and he has to find another person to pass on the key filled with Christ's blood to, because it's a key that can unlock in the world.
And the Da Vinci Code.
It's a pretty good movie. I recommend it.
Wow, I'm surprised. I thought you looked at what was it? Werewolves and mages?
I like mages.
What's wrong with werewolves?
Nothing. Just vampires and demons are better.
Nope.
No.
Succubi are better.
A mage can easily kill a vampire demon.
Yeah. I like mages because they're human. You know, there's something human there.
Besides, you can get barfly when you're a mage.
You can get barfly when you're pretty much any type of humanoid.
Why would you want to get barfly if you're a werewolf? You could just kill them. Bouncer.
Yeah, you can probably... Yeah, with a werewolf, basically... Well, I'm not sure about the new one, but in Apocalypse, basically any movement involving... any action involving strength, you succeed it. No questions asked.
Maximum strength.
Especially when you're in Kreno's form. We're getting off topic. Any more anime news?
Anime news?
Nope.
As far as I know, the sequel to Kite is the only good porn on the list for coming out of Japan. That's it.
Moving on! Video games.
Kite is awesome. Shut the fuck up.
I beat Persona 3.
Sweet.
Locked in at 67 hours. At level 90, I destroyed the final boss, which I have to admit, I felt kind of bad killing the final boss because I didn't think it was that evil, because the entire time I would fight it, it would give out all this prolific and deep meaning wisdom to the characters.
Nice.
I beat the second level of Captain Climax. It's hard.
How many levels are there?
I have no idea.
Level 39.
I beat...
I know the final one is, like, almost impossible, because it's about lifting elephants. You have to carry elephants out of danger or something.
I beat Apollo Justice Ace Attorney over the weekend.
Apollo Justice?
Yeah.
It's a new Phoenix Wright game?
Yeah, no, Phoenix Wright is a lounge singer.
He's a pianist who plays
plays
poker. And he's been undefeated for 7 years. I'm not going to say any spoilers, but the fourth and final case on it is amazing. Best case in the whole Ace Attorney series.
And you bet it's game in, like, 3 days?
Yeah.
What's the continuation?
The continuation?
I mean, as in storyline, how's it connected to the other games?
It takes place 7 years after. You see...
So he's become a poker player?
You see, there was a... They go back to Phoenix Wright's final case. He did something... And then he lost his attorney badge.
Oh no!
So he became a pianist, and he later found out he was really good at poker. And he was undefeated for 7 years. So
that's just sad. Very, very
and
sad.
And also Doppel, he's just started playing Morrowind.
And a brawl comes out on Sunday, so my life's gonna end soon.
Yeah. Morrowind's a huge game. My brother and I probably know everything about it, so I've just been giving him tips. Basically, backseat playing the game for them?
Well, you know what people are going to be doing for their spring break.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my homework.
Oh,
yeah, seriously, my stats don't work so I don't fail my tests.
I'll be doing some homework.
I don't know if I have any homework, so I'm going to be like, I think I have like 1-2 page essay by so I've been video gaming and internet surfing
really nice.
And sleeping and
must be nice.
Yeah,
it
must be
nice. Isn't it great to be me?
Yeah, I have to program a game. It's like one of those old school like I forgot the name of it. It's like Worms, but not as cool.
Worms.
No, like Universal Sports, something like that, but less advanced.
I want to see a remake of Wonderful Country.
There was an interesting anthropological study of unspoken social norms among video gamers. Now, we've all had, you know, a bunch of friends coming over to play a game. We always have those unspoken rules. So would anyone care to share what unspoken rules they had?
No golden gun in it's called Golden Eye. That was a shame. I love the golden gun.
No snaking in Mario Kart DS.
What does that mean?
Snaking, you do keep doing power slides on a straightaway, and you get really, your speed goes up really high, and it's basically cheating.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's not the way the game was intended to be played.
So? If they create it in some way where you can actually do it, then you know what? It's part of the game. Just
it's technically not cheating.
It's an exploit.
It ruins the fun out of the game, but it's technically not cheating.
It's exploiting something.
It will still get you banned.
Basically,
no,
mom.
I'm kidding.
No exploit. I play no exploits. You know, shortcuts are all right because if shortcuts are right, if either they're so easy anyone can do them, or they're so hard you probably fail doing it. Like on Mario Kart for the 64 Rainbow Road, how you just try to drive off the side and land on the bottom.
That
oh
one.
Hell!
I remember
no.
that. That was cheating.
Rainbow.
I could beat Rainbow Road without doing that.
Rainbow Road, like. It had the images coming up and wrote, it screwed with my eyes so badly.
I love the music. It's like it's like the music for the, which world was it? Third world, I think, of the original Sonic for Sega? The Light Zone.
Kind of like that.
I like that.
There was an interesting comic strip for the Boondocks that really summarized the whole situation that's going on with activism in video games. You know, who would an activist rather face? A guy with a warehouse full of AK-47s or a nerd who makes video games?
Probably explains why Jack Thompson is yelling at us.
And that's the whole point, you know. They're not yelling about people who manufacture guns and sell them in this country illegally. Just like this one study I read, they're attributing Grand Theft Auto with the rise in police deaths in gang violence.
I would think it's because the police have started going after gangs more.
It is not, you know, it has nothing to do with the fact that gangs have automatic weapons now. Nothing to do with the fact that the statistic is the policemen hit like 1 in 5 out of the time. You know, so just train your police officers better. Make them play video games.
Oh, that's great!
That would act, you know, that would, if they claim that's the problem, that would probably
that would be
the
solution. Actually, they did a study where crime's down, actually.
Yeah, actually, violent crimes are down.
Oh, that this isn't for the video game section, so I'll wait till afterward.
Okay.
It's another one related to guns.
It's just
so.
Less violent crimes, because now everyone's too busy
playing video games.
And it's like, no one has time to do actual acts of violence. Because once they finish with another game, something new comes out, something they've been meaning to play is there. And you have to clock in what he played, beat Persona 3. So you just don't have the time.
Japan is killing video games once again.
Oh, God.
They released the Wii TV channel.
Well, actually, basically all it is like a TV guide thing for your Wii. So you use the Wiimote as a TV remote now.
I wish I could use my Wii to control the TV.
I mean, I mean, it's a point.
It's like web TV.
Remember, anyone remember web TV?
I remember web TV.
Oh, God.
I still own a web TV.
I never owned one, but I remember it. It seems like a cool idea. It's one of those things that's like the Weather Channel. You'll probably never use it, but it's there. Yeah, exactly.
Like extreme vertical action.
I swear to
God, we have to play a trick because I think it comes out Tuesday before the podcast. We have to go up and get it so we can review it.
Yes. We should have. We're going to start a game reviewing section.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds super special. Awesome!
Extreme vertical action.
Oh, a Finnish company by the name of FutureMark. Trying to copyright the phrase ownage.
We shall sue them in for it, because I've already slapped trademark on ownage several times on a forum.
It's never gonna work. Ownage belongs to the people, and it always will.
Exactly.
So, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're gonna go to 4chan, and we're gonna start a thread. Save ownage. Just put trademark next to every time you say ownage, and then we can fight them legally in court.
And then I'll post a picture of Chris Hansen leaning out, just for no reason.
Frank's on the case.
Frank is on the case.
Oh, now that Bully Scholarship Edition is coming out, teachers are still demanding a ban on it.
Oh, God.
Because apparently Dennis the Menace type mischief is on the rise.
Wait, what game?
Bully.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
I want
that.
To play this game now.
What is it?
Something really bad. It's actually kind of funny.
It's basically Grand Theft Auto for kids.
Yeah.
You drive around with a black cab, a slingshot, do mischief, give people swirlies.
It's a pretty fun game.
It's, stink bombs.
Stink
class in chemistry, you can improve your stink bomb making capabilities.
Yeah. What's your favorite social faction in Bully?
I don't know.
I like the Greasers.
Greasers.
Johnny Vincent.
Oh my God. The hell are they putting
on? Is there really a greaser clique in high schools anymore? Is it from the left over from the 50s?
There is no greaser clique anymore.
We need to form a greaser clique.
We should make a greaser clique.
Good luck with that.
What's the matter? You can't help the jukebox. When were we supposed to make a car?
Oh, God. We should
do that.
Leather jacket.
No. Chill your hair, man.
You're mad with the greasers.
What's up, Mr. Cunningham? Mr. C?
What's up, Mr. C?
Good luck with that.
We should start a new organization called the Greasers.
No.
Happy days.
I have proof yet again that the Japanese are trying to kill video games.
What now?
As if touching witches wasn't bad enough, there's a game that revolves around massaging and wiping the sweat off of hot guys after
what?
In
it's
like a fighting club.
It's probably the women's equivalent of the witch grabbing game.
Yeah. I saw the trailer for it on
you have to show me
YouTube,
that.
And I could only watch like 10 seconds of it before.
I
you guys watch this now, you realize.
Oh, yeah, please. I went shocked when I saw Naruto.
Shut up.
It was evil.
By the way, the name of the game is Dual Love.
Oh,
sounds familiar.
That sounds so cheesy.
I have good news for you people who bought a PS3 early. The 80 gig fully backwards compatible PS3 is now selling for a lot more.
Wait, isn't it the 60 gig?
60 gig? I think they have an 80 gig backwards compatible
okay.
Now.
I know the original was like 20 and 60, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they released an 80 gig.
Oh, okay, they might have.
Gig fully backwards compatible.
I'm not that big on
there.
Each model PS3, so.
I hate systems that have a list of what's backwards compatible and what's not.
Yeah. I mean, Xbox is fine because
they don't really have that many games.
Yeah,
but I mean, PS3, there's a bunch of RPGs you just want to go back and play, so.
Yeah.
You just do what I do, keep my own PS2. This is what I'm going to plan to do because I'm going to buy the stripped down version of it. Because I'm cheap.
Oh, I have bad news for you, Okami fans. It's been delayed till April 15th.
Actually, I'm happy about that because, it's going to come like March 25th, and I'm just going to still be on my crawl, unlocking everything in the game rush. So, I want more time to play Brawl now.
Developers are having a problem with the 360 core system. See, it was a big mistake not to include a hard drive with the core system, because now they have to make games that don't use the hard drive. You see, with the original Xbox, the reason it was so good is because it could be compressed on the disc, and then just rips the game onto the hard drive, and it reads from the hard drive. So they can have better graphics, and fit more on the disc than they could. Now that they have no hard drive, they can't compress it, so you get smaller games.
Yeah, but then in the end, like PS3, where you have to wait 25 minutes to install Metal Gear Solid 4.
Speaking of that...
Devil May Cry 4.
Speaking of that, Hideo Kojima himself said the Blu-ray medium is too small for Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, so...
oh, shit!
So basically, they're taking out all the, extra languages reversion.
The language track. So we can't listen to the Japanese language track, and they can't listen to the English language track.
Who can listen to the Japanese language track?
Yeah, anyway. David Hayter.
I can only imagine how many hours of cutscenes are in that game now.
Oh, I always knew Hideo Kojima would want to bring out the full potential of Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing anything that uses it to its full potential yet.
But I mean,
it's because no one owns a television big enough.
I mean, still. How many hours can you possibly commit on a disc?
You've been a lot of hours.
That's pretty impressive.
Oh, the Game Boy printer is on sale again.
Oh no.
What's a Game Boy printer?
Oh, it's a little handheld device that actually makes little small pictures. Prints little small black and white pictures.
You ever hear of the Game Boy camera?
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Oh. Yeah, I still have mine.
Remember the power pack?
No, that sounds awful.
Okay, it's a camera that goes into the Game Boy, and you can take pictures of people, and, you know, mess with them, and then you can hook it up to the Game Boy printer and print out little stickers.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember seeing it or something.
I don't know when that came out.
The original Game Boy printer? It came out, I think, right before Color. So, would have been around the same time as Pocket.
It was 97? Late 97?
Or
98?
Third or fourth grade.
It came out, I don't know exactly when it came out, but I know that it was first really popularized and advertised with the Pokemon hype, so it would have been around 97.
Yeah, it was with the Pokemon hype.
97, 98.
So it would have been 97, 98.
Yeah, I was part of that Pokemon hype.
Yeah, my Game Boy camera.
Pokemon is still the most valuable franchise in China.
I don't understand why it's still going. It's 10 years now and it hasn't ended.
I know.
It has almost as many episodes of Shirase
Song. I thought there were only 150.
Not even the game. Now
there's like 450.
No, God, no. There's a million times more than that.
Okay, so
the only good thing about the new games is that really weird nerds are going to fap to the new women in it.
So,
they have a much more diversified group of people.
So, anyone else have any other video game news?
I want them to make a game based on 300.
They do. They did.
They did?
The PSP.
Oh!
It's not that good.
I played.
That's why. It sucks. No wonder I never heard of it. PSP?
Yeah.
For 300? What the fuck?
They should have made it for like a PS3 or 360.
And the PC.
I made it the most epic game of all time.
Or at least the most bloody. Like a good version of that game Coliseum.
1 month until Arcana Hearts and Baroque comes out.
Oh!
Ooh.
I played Mario Party on
the
Wii.
For the podcast, so I can go and pick those two up that Tuesday.
Have you ever played the Mario Party?
How was Mario Party on the Wii?
It's fun.
I've hesitated to buy that since
Mario Party's awesome. So I mean,
it is awesome, but I've played enough Mario Parties in my time to.
I played Mario Party 2 for Nintendo 64.
Now that was a great game.
Is that all for video games?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Oh. I just remembered something. They are considering bringing up a new version of Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh my god! Are you fucking...
Requests by fans to make a new Gex of the Gone on Earth.
Gex is awesome.
I love Gex.
They are making a new Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo 3E.
Yeah.
I think I played Banjo-Kazooie and what was it? Banjo 2. Chewy or something?
I want to Conker's Bad Fur Day, too.
Oh.
That would be epic right there.
That was a horrible video game, but it was
funny.
Notice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I found interesting about the remake for the Xbox, they censored it more than the 64 game.
It did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Now, I find
that's
that interesting
odd.
Because
Nintendo's the one who usually goes gung-ho over.
Nintendo was supposed to be the whole kiddie company, yet they had the more uncensored version of Conker's Bad Fur Day. Okay, so I want to move on to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Read Wikipedia articles. Let's go.
Woo.
What the hell was that?
That was woo in yawn version. Slightly tired.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Banks Railway Station.
What is it?
The Banks Railway Station.
Banks Railway Station?
It was on the Lancashire Railway in England. It served the village of Banks.
Cool. When was it shut down, if at all?
The first crossing was at Long Lane. The crossing keeper who opened the gates for farmers and anyone else wanted to take vehicles or cows across had a house provided with their job.
Cool. was the bank station ever closed?
It doesn't say anything about
it. Okay. Reroll.
Physostigmine.
Physostigmine? Is that a hormone? I'm sure it is. What is it?
It's obtained from the calabar bean.
Is it a drug?
It stimulates both nicotinic and muscarinic receptors.
It's a drug.
It's used to treat glaucoma and delay gastric emptying.
Gastric emptying?
Okay.
What's its chemical makeup?
That's a lot of information. That's a lot of words.
Okay, well, never mind that then. Reroll.
Royal Variety Show, Only Fools and Horses.
Royal Variety Show, Only Fools and Horses. What is this?
It's a mini episode of the BBC sitcom, Only Fools and Horses. In this episode, Delboy, Rodney, and Albert arrive at Drury Lane, London.
Drury Lane?
Thinking they are delivering dodgy goods to Chunky Lewis, a nightclub owner in the West End. Unfortunately, they take a wrong turn and end up walking in the middle of the Royal Variety performance. They mistake the Duchess of York for Chunky. Bear in mind, she was not too slim in those days.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Okay. We roll.
You have to have a certain amount of weight.
What's that?
Bardic poetry.
Bardic poetry. Ooh.
The writings of poets trained in Bardic schools of Ireland and the Gaelic poets of Scotland.
Cool.
Scotland.
I'm a bard. Mixed with a barbarian.
Okay, so one
that's
more.
Actually the perfect epitome of a barbarian.
Yeah, one more sounds good.
Yeah, one more.
One more very good.
Shu Shirakawa.
Shu Shirakawa. Is he a mangaka?
Is a fictional character from the Super Robot Tyson series of video games.
Oh, God, no.
Making his first appearance in Super Robot Wars 2.
Super Robot Wars?
Actually,
who the hell plays that?
Oh, my God, that sounds so
actually,
scary.
I heard it was a pretty decent RT. Well, it's kind of Advance Wars, or play that?
Yeah.
It's kind of dabble over there. Robots, I heard.
Yeah.
He conducts himself in an extremely proper manner, but, he's not above condescending his enemies for their weakness. That is the most cliche villain I've ever read about.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, my.
That's it for the Wikipedia article.
He sounds like Mr. Generic Villain. Mr. Generic Aristocratic Villain.
Hey.
Hey, tech and the internet.
You want to make sure...
His new little Kariba being out.
Ooh,
I
didn't see 47. Joey gets Rickrolled.
Yay!
You know, I can't wait till we roll one of those Wikipedia articles that comes with Rick Astley.
Oh.
That we're gonna have a field day on them.
Too bad this probably never gonna happen.
Oh, true.
Rick Astley never comes up before that song.
Okay. We should get Rick Astley at the March 15th protest.
We should. Where does he live?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
Let's drive to his house.
You're
gonna Rick Roll Rick
Astley. Is that possible?
That's like dividing by zero. The world would be destroyed.
You should YouTube that, man.
Bitch.
Just divided by zero.
You'd be a beat legend. Frank. He Rick rolled Rick ass.
Oh.
That's
God.
That would be described as an epic win.
All we have to do is get a video camera, find out where Rick Astley goes for lunch, and then just have to Rick roll him from outside the window and then run. It would be epic.
We'd be basically the kings of 4chan.
We'd be kings of the freaking internet.
Kings of the internet?
You know how many people Rick roll each other.
We have copyrighted this plan. If anyone even attempts it,
I doubt many people. I don't think
trademark.
Many people
trademark.
Are going to
Registered trademark. Patented. There. You can't do anything.
You should go to the patent office.
It's cost too much to get a patent. We'll just save a patent.
Well,
It's a prospective patent.
Oh, okay. For all the people who are excited at the prospect of, you know, controlling your keyboard with your mind, the company is wants beta testers for their brain controller.
Yes, you know, I think San Francisco or somewhere near there.
In like California. So if anyone doesn't mind
being brainwashed,
possibly getting cancer, you know, go for it.
I hope they pay me.
If
they can't find anyone volunteering, they'll probably pay us.
Well, I mean, if they give me one of those for free,
I'd take that
for free.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, now I have someone on eBay.
I mean, we gotta keep it.
Okay, and also the Raking Mind Control Mouse.
But this one, they have to go into production soon, so...
Yeah.
They'll be in stores.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what the hell does that mean, Mind Mouse?
Basically,
control the cursor with your mind.
They said
wireless. Why would you want to control it?
I don't see what's so hard about, you know, moving around the mouse, clicking where you want.
I guess just to act.
Unless you want to advance how people react in first person shooters.
Well, actually, they said that the mouse would actually increase reaction time.
The brain mouse?
Yeah, according to the article I read.
I don't see it doing that.
They would, simply because it would be a direct transmission rather than having to go through your finger.
Yeah, that is
but
true.
It would not be much of a difference overall. I mean, unless you're talking about gaming, then it might make a difference.
I mean, it might increase reaction time, but how precise would it be?
That's a good question. Boom, headshot, fuck, man.
It would be cool to try, though.
I don't know, I'm taking yoga, so I'll be all focused and stuff when I put that thing on my head. Hey, so, bad news for Windows users. There was an exploit with FireWire ports.
Yeah, apparently Linux systems. If you hook up a Linux system with into a FireWire port of a Windows computer, and you get like this hack, basically you can look at all their passwords.
Yeah. So Windows is screwed.
They just released the tools to do it, but yeah.
It's like they said on Bash.org.
What did they say?
Windows is like having unprotected sex. Linux is using a condom, a vasectomy, and the Berlin Wall.
Oh, interestingly enough, the MacBook Air does not have any FireWire ports, in case anyone didn't know that.
And that's odd, because Macintosh is the one who pushes the FireWire standard.
Mac is a huge boner.
It doesn't even have a USB
FireWire ports.
Why would it have FireWire?
There's one USB port.
I meant besides the one.
The one.
Yeah, so you put your mouse in it, or you put a USB drive, or...
So if you bought a MacBook Air for $3,000...
You shook.
For $3,000, I could make you a godly PC.
For $3,000, I could put it towards buying that $17,000 Blu-ray player.
For $3,000, like Jack Dance on eBay. For $1,500.
Yeah, the MacBook Air is so easy to steal.
You can make a down payment on that girl selling her virginity from Moscow.
Oh, did you hear of the
what?
That's relevant for this portion of
the show. The IT media system called One Media. Basically, it's like speakers, 360.
There's a 360 speakers, a direct TV.
There's Wii included.
They didn't see it on the website.
Yeah, I saw it. It's on Kotaku.
There's a Wii. There's a DirecTV HD box. It's like a speakers.
Blu-ray player.
Like a DVR. And all this works $25,000.
$25,000.
$25,000.
So you can buy the same amount of stuff for
less than that.
2,000 tops, high end.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well,
I guess if you want to, I guess that's, you know, the kind of thing that billionaires can buy when they're having a fishing contest with each other.
What I'm wondering is what happens when there are 360 red rings inside there.
And it will. Well, speaking of ungodly tech, Asus, they released some specs on their new gaming PC. It could have up to 8 gigs of DDR3 RAM.
Yeah, that's nice.
4 terabyte hard drive.
Ah.
And an Intel Core 2 Extreme processor. And it looks like a transformer also.
I want a graphics card. Can you see that?
They have a, I think, either triple or quad SLI. NVIDIA.
What kind of pricing are we talking about?
No, they didn't release any pricing, but I can guess it'll be expensive as hell.
It'll probably be cheaper to build for no.
I say $10,000. Let's have some bets.
$10,000. You could definitely build one for yourself cheaper.
No, I'd say $10,000. Let's throw some numbers out there. How much do you think it'll cost?
Okay. Well,
plus that it's liquid cooling.
Liquid cooling. The biggest computer, gaming stream computer that I saw recently was like somewhere in terms of 22, so I'm going to say no more than 5,000.
I'm saying 5 to 6.
I'd say 5 to 6 too.
Okay.
Because I think Falcon Northwest, similar high and stuff like that much.
Now, are we accounting for any additional accessories?
Oh, yes, HD DVD drives. I think on screen or somewhere, you're allowed to trade your HD DVD drive to Sony and you get a discount for a Blu-ray player.
What?
I think like Switzerland. Sony's doing it.
Oh, come on. That's like kicking them in the balls.
So,
the
like, you trade your DVD, HD DVD player, you got like $200 off a Blu-ray player and free movies.
What is it with Sony in Switzerland? They always pull crap
It's
there.
Like one of those kinds.
Let's go to Switzerland.
Like that was.
Remember the old controversy with the white PSP ads?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Well, they had huge billboards in Switzerland of a black girl, a white girl choking a black girl.
That's right.
And the white and black PSPs.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did.
WCF.
Sony
is I'll show you
insane.
The poster after.
What's with the Smiths? Who would think that was a good idea to make that an ad?
The Ku Klux Klan.
Well, it would get a lot of attention, that's for sure.
I remember what they did in England for the God of War 2 premiere. They had like a huge Greek party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like slaughtering a pig and wearing togas and stuff. You know, just
what the hell?
You don't do this when video gaming is under such fire.
Wait, you would roast a pig in honor of God of War 2?
I would, but I wouldn't broadcast it.
Wow.
There's something to do behind closed doors, that's all I'm saying. Especially when video games are receiving so much scrutiny from the media.
That's true.
Yeah, I love it. I gotta tell you this. This is kind of related. And what happened was this couple let their kid pretty much die. It was reported in almost every newscast is, you know, just, you know, like that they kid died of neglect, so on and so forth. On Fox, it said, video gamers let kid die.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
What the heck?
I think we should boycott Fox.
It's not
Fox News that's screwing up.
It's not video games' fault. It's bad people. You know, they could have been doing anything else.
Right.
And that people still would have died.
They've been watching TV for 6 days, and it's their fault.
Or doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like, this one guy, I felt horrible when I read the story. I almost shed some tears. This father, he was playing his 360, and I think his daughter, like, made him lose or something. He was playing something online. And he actually beat his daughter with the 360 to death.
Wow.
And,
wow, some people are psycho.
He was a psycho before he beat her.
Yes.
That's right.
And rather than express their condolences at what happened to this poor girl, they just use it in their crusade for video games, like it's some kind of, I don't know.
Well, these people, against video games, are crazy. Like Jack Thompson, he'll blame video games for something. He won't feel no, you know, he won't feel sorry for the people involved in the crime. He'll just say, oh, well, it's video games.
He doesn't care. It's just more attention for him.
That's all I care about.
Well, let's move on to a lighter subject. Metal Gear Awesome. Metal Gear Awesome Part 2, actually.
Metal Gear Solid Upgrade.
Yeah, they completely nail it.
Yeah, they did.
Snake, hurt me more!
Hurt me more! I'm crazy!
What do you mean he's an experiment? What, SNM?
And when Otacon would just let out a huge scream of piss. And then Jesus came down and God came down.
Oh, what? I even invent piss!
And then Psycho Mantis and Meryl. I like when Meryl was like, oh, Snake, I have something to tell you. And Snake just hits her and was like, oh, amazing, let's go. Because everyone calls you in that game. I almost read it during the...
No, it wasn't as bad as the second one, though.
I want that for a ringtone. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you could. I know a lot of people have that as a ringtone. Okay, anything more about tech and or the internet? Oh, people are posting. Actually, people who are not involved with us are posting posters up about the March 15th protest around campus.
We must find these people. If we can't find them, we'll have to hold up a poster when we're down there saying, BU Husky is where you at.
I don't know, we don't want to, like, let...
Not everyone will know what that we mean. We can strike BU from it and just say Husky's where you at.
Yeah. But also, I think we should post posters of our own.
That would work. Contact us at this email if you are interested in joining.
No, I don't want any contacts.
An anonymous email.
But it's good to see other people besides us that are actually getting involved in the fight against this dangerous cult.
Good luck to that.
You should
go.
Going
to go to jail.
No. I'd leave Friday afternoon, I'm leaving.
And you know what, if you call me for bail money, I'm going to roll you.
Oh, you know what? That's going into one of my scripts in the future. Call someone for bail, they rickroll you.
Hey, Scientology, Frank is on the case.
I'm just Frank bad for through Greg. I'm just... You're not going to come back and like, where is he? And then I'm going to blob, you're not going to be there. I'm going to... Oh, he's probably in jail.
I don't know, if I wanted to go to jail, I wouldn't go as a protester because I feel too much like a hippie. if they're going to arrest me for protesting, might as well do something cool.
Hippies.
Like Rick Rubin.
We're gonna get arrested if we try that.
No, we wouldn't.
We'd go down like martyrs.
Oh, but if we did get arrested, holy shit.
We'd have a bunch of...
We would be on the internet in the next 10 minutes.
We'd have a bunch of 4chaners outside the courtroom protesting. Free the Rick Rollers.
No, 4chan will probably get bail on.
Actually, Anonymous does. They do have, like, funds for that kind of thing. But, you know, but we're not asking for anything, because B is not our personal army.
It's not?
It's not. Whoa, it's not. That's, like, one of the rules. Also, we shouldn't...
B is everyone's personal army.
Well, technically, B is everyone.
If B all that you can be. Oh my gosh, I'm going to make a picture now. I don't think anyone's done that before.
B is that little part of you inside your head that doesn't give a crap about anything and would laugh at the most horrible crap ever.
Yeah, that's true.
When you see it, you'll shit bricks.
So that's it for tech and the internet. I only have one miscellaneous thing. 2011, a sequel to Tron.
Oh no!
Well, what's that?
That's stupid.
Wait, what's Tron?
What's Tron?
Whoa.
Yeah, I
get
just
the fuck
said
out.
That.
Get the fuck
get
out.
What's... I can't even begin to explain what Tron is.
Okay, then don't, because, you know, it sounds stupid anyway.
Box your Tron is a Disney movie.
What?
Tron.
Tron was made by Disney.
I know Tron. Disney, I've never heard of Tron.
I've never heard of Tron before.
Tron is freaking awesome.
The master computer.
Let's play Light Cycles.
I actually found the Tron Light Cycles scenario for StarCraft. It was pretty fun. I love playing.
You ever play Kingdom Hearts 2?
No.
No.
But it's
actually, there's a free version of Tron. The White Cycle game base be on the internet.
You have to have a whole day concerned with bringing you up to speed on everything awesome.
That would be impossible. Yeah, I know, seriously.
I'm surprised Tron hasn't mentioned the Yu-Gi-Oh! Grid yet.
Yeah, Tron.
I've done everything else.
I could have sworn you might have done it.
I'm not sure.
They should have mentioned it. Oh, yeah.
I saw the Dance Magic dance video because it was random on YouTube.
I pissed myself
when I saw that. Did you ever see Labyrinth?
You have to see Labyrinth.
I'll show you that song.
David Bowie
is the Goblin King.
You know, my sister's friend said they originally wanted Michael Jackson to be the Goblin King.
Oh,
turn
no.
it down.
If Michael Jackson...
You got the Holy King
turn
it
down.
Yeah, he turned it down.
He was going to be able to get to hold the baby kid.
And abducting a child? The internet would have had a...
That may have been
me. To this very day, that would have been talked about on the internet.
It would have been perfect. I'm very sad that it wasn't him. David Bowie. What the hell was he smoking that made him want to be in Labyrinth?
I want to, you know, the Goblin King magic card? I wonder, because, actually, the Goblin King magic card, it is not a goblin. If there's a picture of a goblin on it, because it says creature type, lord, but it's not a goblin. So, logically, it has to be David Bowie.
David Bowie's the main bad guy in the Venture Brothers, too.
That was awesome.
Oh my gosh. I have to ask, have any of you ever seen the Combat Commandos cartoon?
Oh, you have?
I have to show you it. Right after this, because Chuck Norris is in it.
With Chuck Norris Karate Commandos?
Yes.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's ferocious. It's like horrendously.
I love it when he helps the rail.
I like when they do this whole elaborate plan to break into the bank and steal like one bar of gold.
Hey, that's my motorcycle. Sorry, guys, this is an emergency. I'm Chuck Norris.
How did you get there, Super Ninja? Oh, by the way, the bad guy's name is Super Ninja.
I have my ways, Chuck.
That's quite a toy you have there.
We should have Super Ninja as our guest star on the next podcast.
He's the only ninja that ever talks.
Next theme. The Boomac Karate Commandos. There's enough characters on the show to...
I call Chuck Norris.
It is my podcast. I'm Chuck Norris.
Fine. The Boomac Karate Commando.
There has to be a fight over who wants to be too much. Because he is the Mati of that show.
I don't care, because I don't know
we'll settle that later. So, anything else?
Remember the Hanna-Barbera Catholic Christian cartoons where we went back in time and had it was like the base for Captain Planet? Because if you take those like five kids, I swear to God, it's Captain Planet. They even have one that looks exactly like Mati on there.
I remember the Bible cartoons.
I remember one where there were three archaeologists to attack.
I don't forget
what that's called.
I was watching Baby and Goliath the other day.
I don't know, Baby.
The funny thing is, it was like one black kid in the whole town.
Sounds like Orange Book. We used to be the seat of the Ku Klux Klan, you know.
Oh, no wonder. I saw that picture on the, gay black Klansmen for Tyler's understanding. And they have buttons with SpongeBob on them.
I love SpongeBob!
No SpongeBob. Yeah, no SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
And Patrick's in the background.
I might have seen one good episode.
That's a funny motivation of Walter. Yeah,
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What was that?
The one where Mr. Krabs sells his soul to Flying Dutchman.
Oh, the greatest.
That was the only good one I've ever seen.
The greatest picture on V that I've ever seen is Hank Hill as the Green Lantern making the Green Lantern pledge, but, you know, taking down charcoal and propane.
You never saw that before?
No.
I saw that a couple times.
It was amazing.
I didn't see that yet.
So, anything else? Talk about pretty much anything we want.
We should sing this as our outro. What do you think?
No,
Did that song even have any point to that movie?
No.
Apparently there's a burst of the song in that movie.
It was just talking about using magic on the kid to manipulate or some shit like that.
That reminds me of Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Oh.
There's a whole like string of scenes of this couple making out, no bearing on the plot whatsoever.
And the cops never even go to the house, so...
And the cops have the longest shift of all time. In the morning, they catch them and tell them to leave. At night, they catch them and tell them to leave.
There's something wrong with this picture.
Oh, no more talking about that. We have a name to... We have a good name of our broadcast to uphold. So, anything else?
This is
yeah, move on to...
Max's,
aka Max's Corner.
Max's Corner! Welcome to my corner for 2 minutes. Yet again, and where we are constantly interrupted by Ruby. So, what shall we talk about today? Any ideas, Ruby?
Shutting up?
Any ideas, Ryan?
Don't bring me into
knobs.
This.
Knobs!
And then
buttons! Type of buttons.
You should really prepare for your corner.
Yes, you should prepare for your corner.
Really,
it's supposed to be random.
But you should at least have some sort of idea.
Talk about your corner. For your corner, talk about your corner. Now.
In my corner, we need to have 30 little secrets.
Oh.
This one time, at band camp, I licked sweat off the back.
Did you know the gender of the back?
I never went to band camp. This is a lie.
Oh, band camp is a lie?
Band camp is a lie. I don't believe for
seriously, minute. Did you know the gender of the back?
I just think that the end. What? I work in a bakery, and I write on cakes, and I want to put it's a lie on top of
the cake. That would be great. Take a picture of it.
That would be on par with the fuck you Dan Toski birthday cake I made for my friend because he wanted one. For his birthday. He never had a cake to say that, so I'm like, alright, fine, I'll do it for you.
Well, when I have my birthday, I want the cake to say that it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Or how about you have a cat burst out of it since you're adopted? Happy birthday.
There was something I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember. What were the topics that we talked about before I forgot for now?
Yeah, I know.
In
the very beginning, then you're like,
yeah,
oh,
your 2 minutes is kind of done.
Yeah, but you still have it.
We didn't steal half of it.
You started talking about freaking cake.
You're unprepared.
Just tell me what... just go back quickly through what we talked about so I can remember. I know I'll remember.
It was in video games that
Food Next, right? Comic Strip, Wii TV Channel...
It had something to do with guns.
Okay.
Something to do with guns.
Guns?
Something to do with guns.
AK-47s.
Shite.
Airsoft guns. Price guns.
No, no. What were we talking about specifically about them?
I don't know.
As far as video games and guns.
Oh, taking down people with warehouses full of AK-47s.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
In the supermarket, we have scanning guns and over the things like, where's the gun at? So they have to come back and they page people with the loudspeakers in the store and say, we need the guns, where are they?
The violent video game people.
What video game people?
The people going out for violent video games.
Oh.
Time's up.
Oh.
Oh.
Say
it.
I can't
quick.
Grab it.
Say, oh.
I can't grasp it. It's somewhere
10,
there in the back of my mind.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
I can't remember. It was important, though.
Max's corner deleted.
Oh, well, I'll bring it up next time. I'm sure I'll remember it by then.
Okay, so. In closing, Frank is on the case.
Woo!
Hillary Clinton is hot.